You talked earlier about world peace, and I found this picture very helpful about the activists and the senators and Greenpeace, and they all looked angry. And I find myself very often in that role of those activists. So I find it's very difficult not to get completely angry. And at the same time, I know this anger is not going to help the world peace at all, because it exudes from me, and it doesn't help anybody, really. And I find it very difficult to work with it. I don't want to be angry, but I don't want to be neutral either, because then maybe I wouldn't write these petitions anymore.
So, yeah, so what you do is, you're already doing the work because you're seeing the Shenpa, and that means you're not deaf, dumb, and blind. The really painful thing, and the what's accounting for the world situation today, is all over on all sides. People are completely hooked, completely all worked up, completely acting and speaking out of it, and the consequences are going to be totally disastrous, or could be, probably, let's hope not, but you know. And deaf, dumb, and blind, that's happening. They're just right and someone else is wrong. You've moved from that to seeing that you get hooked and that you still get hooked and that you don't really want to give up being hooked completely, because then you wouldn't be effective. So my advice to you is keep up the good work, but really work on the Shenpa and make strong aspiration in your own mind that you want to spend the rest of your life getting really good at it. And you all know that's only possible if you're free from hatred or free from rage. So you see, what's interesting about Prajna is it sees that wrong is being done, and it sees a way to address that directly, in some sense without hope and fear, knowing that some things are unsolvable, but nevertheless you devote your life to trying to reduce the suffering of sentient beings. You see what I'm saying? Bodhisattvas are frequently activists, you know. But they're activists who really have a lot of prajna about what escalates the aggression and what diminishes it. And so basically, don't stop doing what you're doing, but maybe sometimes you're going to have to stop briefly because there's too much rage and you realize you better not do it right now, you know, because you're just going to communicate hatred and stir people up, and your rage will resonate with other people's rage. And so basically, the rage will be contagious rather than the wish for the suffering to cease. Yeah.
So then during the meditation process, when those kinds of angry feelings come up, should I just treat them like the thought and let them go as a path?
Or yes, yes. So, and you won't be able to let them go because they're too intense, but you can let the thoughts that they engender let them go. And again, I just say this again and again, thoughts are like clouds in the sky, you know, there's nothing wrong with thoughts, but when they have the Shenpa, which is what we're talking about here in terms of what you're discussing, you stop kicking the wheel by interrupting the momentum of Shenpa, and you come back to your breath. But then that's when you're sitting in the middle of the fire. You're with the breath, and you keep not kicking the wheel, not feeding the momentum of the Shenpa, but it's still there, very strong, this nonverbal rage, and you just become very, very familiar with it. Some kind of wisdom comes out of that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Give yourself 10 years, and then at that point, you know, start again, sort of thing. It's a lifetime thing. It's not quick, but your whole life becomes a teaching, actually, out of showing you where you're hooked, and you're working with it. And then all the books one needs is your life.